Six Music.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now.
It's Don Letts.
Respecting every aspect of the man called Guy Garvey, but right now I want you to wake the town and tell the people that this is Culture Clash Radio. And for the next 2 hours, I'd like you to cross time, space and genres with me, Don Letts, for a kaleidoscope of sounds that'll include in the first hour Summer Camp, Stevie Wonder, Jacques Green, Baba Marl, Outfit, Congo Natty, Matthew E. White and Mungo Jerry. Hey, it's that time of year. As usual in the second hour, I'll be chilling. But until we do that, let's do this with the Paul and Price remix of Bob Marley and the Wailers' Small Axe. Come with a health warning if it was released today, Mungo Jerry's 1970 hit, In the Summertime. And what with lyrics like have a drink, have a drive, even I'd have to say, whatever you're doing, do it responsibly. Okay, let's keep this baby moving with a new single from Summer Camp.
Fresh
And that's the title, not a statement, although it could be. Summer Camp there with their forthcoming single on Moshi Moshi drops September the 9th. And they've got a live date due at London's Heaven on November the 27th. One for your diary. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio and me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music, the station that rules the nation. Going down a treat at my recent DJ stints, Benji Boko's number one sound. And respect goes out to Jeff Barrett and the Heavenly Crew and all that attended last week's Caught by the River Lee on the bankside of the newly opened Queen Elizabeth Park as part of the Open East Festival right here in London. Excellent weather, excellent setting, and I got to nice up the place with some serious bass on a piece of land that was recently waste. Here's Badly Drawn Boys, You Were Right.
Of the rainbow look. I'm moving.
New single Big Love from his debut album Big Inner. Actually, it's neither and it's both, because it's the original version that's on the album, and that was a new remix by Hot Chip. And Mr. White returns to the UK for some live dates at the End of the Road Festival, London's Shepherd's Bush Empire, and best of all, check the net for details. group from Sweden known for its eclectic mix of instruments, not to mention its nearly 30 members. I'm from Barcelona there with We're From Barcelona, as featured on 206's Let Me Introduce My Friends. Okay, let's flip the script for another cut from one of the founders of the UK jungle scene. From Congo Natty's new album Jungle Revolution, this is Get Ready.
Let me tell you, Congo Natty, Rasta beat me like a drug team. Let me tell you, can I fly? That is funny.
Just moves you. For me, it's the bleeps and the breaks. It almost certainly comes down to the 808 and the drum beat and that heartbeat running through a track.
This is Nimone.
I think when I first heard electronic music, I was just so excited that there was a sound around like that. I went looking for more. My choice of going to live in Manchester was largely around a lot of the music that came out of there. And, you know, 90% of that would have been electronic. I just felt like it was time for a show to pull together all the different strands of electronica that you hear on Six Music.
Nimone's Electric. Ladyland.
2 hours dedicated to classic and cutting-edge electronic music. From house to drum and bass, from hip-hop to more ambient sounds. Available now at the Six Music website.
September, that was Faithful, the new single from Canada's Jack Green. Would tell you more, but I don't know any. Okay, let's do what it says on the label and cross time, space and genres, heading to Africa, Senegal to be precise, for Baba Marl's Yelle.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa. This music comes from the Senegal area. It's the sound, it's the music of West Africa. Now listen to the rhythm, listen to the singer. Are you listening? Well, it's a one called Yele. The ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele. The ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele. When you hear the Yele, you might say eh, eh. Listen how the Yele sound a lot like reggae. You know some connection must have been there. Baba Man.
Baba Di Waro. Pull up it up. Come on, Divide.
A country in West Africa between the Gambia and Mauritania. In the past it was used by the slave trader, buy and sell people like a second hand car. From Gore Island near to Dakar, millions of blacks sent from Africa. Well, if I them sent to America, some of the ones they couldn't manage them sent to Jamaica. Now listen how the music have a reggae flavor, and something Bob Marley would be proud of. And if you look in at the facts of Senegal, sister. Senegal information. Dakar is the capital of the nation. Population around 7 million, about the size of England plus Scotland. 1658 colonization. Colonization by the Frenchman. 1960 independence come. 300 years of revolution. Where they born in Jamaica or England. Where you born in America or your African. Could be a Japanese or an Australian. Everybody happy rock to the yellow pattern. Original African, this is Yele. Ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele. Ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele.
Lucky enough to take Baba Mar to Jamaica to shoot the video for that in 1993, and I've got to say, it's right up there in my personal top 10. Good times. Okay, let's fast forward to right about now for the new single from Outfit, House on Fire.
Stolen for a moment, you can't survive by holding on to something.
Purple Rain looks with hindsight. At the time, it was a brilliant cinematic debut for Prince and his music. Take Me With You from the soundtrack to the 1994 movie. Which reminds me, I've got some movie music news coming up in part two. So keep listening to Culture Clash Radio and me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music. Artists many remember for writing and recording the original version of Blondie's 1980 hit, The Tide Is High. But Ali Baba's the one for me, not to mention The Man Next Door. The inimitable John Holt there with 1970's Stealing, Stealing. Okay, a bit of housekeeping. For those that don't know, you can listen again, catch up and check past track listings on my page of the Six Music website.
Human race.
yourself a favour from 1971's Where I'm Coming From, the record that preceded Stevie Wonder's four classic albums, and for my money, well worth investigating, because you can definitely hear what's coming. This is Culture Clash Radio on the station that rules the nation, Six Music. Coming up in part two, Los Midas, Loving Spoonful, Desmond Dekker, and Broken Social Scene, amongst others. But before we enter the chill zone, I want you to crank the bass for Vibronics, Profits.
Feel this way. about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. For a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
There's no denying that the 60s was a particularly fertile time for summer classics, and that one's hard to beat. Loving Spoonful here with 1966's Daydream, which apparently came into being when John Sebastian tried to rewrite the Supremes' Baby Love. I'm still Don Letts, and with any luck, you're still tuned to Culture Clash Radio on 6 Music. Hold tight for Mount Kimby, Augustus Pablo, Big Black Delta, and Grigori as we shift gear for the last 50-odd minutes. Setting the tone, the track from Memory Flux, the new EP from LA's Lost Midas on True Thoughts Records. This is Love Undone featuring Taylor O'Donnell.
Oh,
Southern Hate, the lead track from Sly and the Family Stone's Must Have There's a Riot Going On, released in 1971, and kind of saw a move from Sly's previous psychedelic soul to a darker funk sound. Its title was actually a response to Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, released a few months earlier. This is Culture Clash Radio and me, Don Letts, on 6 Music. Desmond Dekker with what I think is the most enduring and archetypal of all the Rude Boy tunes, 1967's 007. Also featured on the Harder They Come soundtrack, which is a perfect link to the forthcoming Sounds of the Cinema season. Starting in September across the BBC, it'll include contributions from our own Huey Morgan, Jarvis Cocker and yours truly, spinning some of the soundtracks and cinema scores that have moved and made me. Right, let's go for two in a row with a different flow. First up, something new from Jono McCleary. Due beginning of September on Ninja Tune. This is Ballad.
Didn't stay.
205's most excellent forgiveness rock record that was Broken Social Scene's All to All. Now, I know I do it almost every week, but it's only because I care, so I must big up them and those who've taken time to email their thoughts, support and suggestions from around the world. As always, it's much appreciated, my friends. For real. Sade's Slave Song, which you can find on 2000's Lovers Rock. And although she's been quiet of late, you know she's sold nearly 60 million records worldwide. Man, time's running and passing and there's still a lot to cram in, so let me cut the chat and run another track. This is the new single from Zigor Ross, Stormy.
Será ruído, Hi, Mark Riley here. Now, you know me. I don't like to blow my own trumpet. I don't even like talking about blowing my own trumpet. To be honest, I don't even like other people talking about me not talking about blowing my own trumpet. But...
Hi, Mark. It's Jonathan from Everything Everything here. You know you've designed all our stage clothes so far, and our underwear and our pyjamas and all that. We need some new gear for the big show. I was thinking maybe you can just dash us something off. Maybe gold boiler suits with cherries on.
So if you want to hear me not blowing my own trumpet, tune into my show on Six Music. Monday to Thursday evenings, 7 till 9.
Well, Mark, it's Mel, just regarding your, the outside of the house that you want painting. Sorry I've not been in touch. I've been mad busy, not been getting home till late, but I'll definitely call on you. Bye.
How did that get in there?
Broke your promise, knock on wood. Broke your word.
glad to hear Guy Garvey bigging up. Actually, he's not a big up kind of guy, is he? So let's just say he was singing the praise in his show last week for a band I've been a fan of since I first heard 1985's Steve McQueen. Or Two Wheels Good, as it's known in the States, for legal reasons. I'm talking about Prefab Sprout. That was Knock on Wood, which you can find on 1988's From Langley Park to Memphis, a great example of Paddy McAloon's superior songwriting skills. They never did crack it stateside, but them that are supposed to know, know. And that's all that matters. Okay, let's slide forward to right about now for something new from East London's Grigori. From the debut 4-track EP by Grigori, which kind of blends several genres, yet still manages to find its own distinctive style. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio with me, Don Letts, on 6 Music. Pablo, Vibrate On, available on a number of compilations, but I'd recommend Lion vs. Dragon in Dub, released in 2007 and well worth tracking down. Man, if I don't shut up, I'm not going to get all my tunes in, so let's go for three in a row. And what's the connection? Hey, it's just a Donnet selection. First up, a tune I knew on first hearing would be with me for the rest of my life. Elbows, Weather to Fly.
Tapestry violin, why wouldn't you try? Perfect weather to fly. Thank you.
was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon. The clouds were afraid, one tin in the shade, and the pavement was steaming. I told Billy Ray in his red Chevrolet, I needed time for some thinking. I was just walking by when I looked in her eye, and I swore it was winking. She was 31 and I was 17. I knew nothing about love, she knew everything. But I sat down beside her on a front porch swing, wondered what the coming night would bring. Sun closed her eyes as it climbed in the skies, and it started to swelter. The sweat trickled down the front of her gown, and I thought it would melt her. She threw back her hair like I wasn't there. She sipped on a Juliet. Her shoulders were bare, and I tried not to stare when I looked at her too late. When she looked at me, I heard her softly say, I know you're young, you don't know what to do or say. But stay with me until the sun has gone away, and I will chase the boy in you away. And then she smiled, then we talked for a while, then we walked for a mile to the sea. We sat on the sand and a boy took her hand, but I saw the sun rise as a man. Ten years have gone by since I looked in her eye, but the memory lingers. I go back in my mind to the very first time I feel the touch of her fingers. Was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon. The clouds were afraid, wanting.
Don't you feel the stinking joy, the love that haunts my feelings?
home recording the new single from Mount Kimby, due middle of September on Warp Records. Before that, another of those tunes to capture my imagination as a youth. Mind you, I was in my mid-teens when Bobby Goldsboro released Summer the Last Time in 1973. Culture Clash by name, Culture Clash by nature. Separate elements sounding like they were created as one. Maestro of the Four Mile Fingers there with Bob Marley's No Woman, No Cry, the Love is a Losing Game remix. And I actually got to play that to Amy Winehouse once, and needless to say, she was deeply moved. Well, my friends, once again, we've reached the end. You spent the last 2 hours listening to Culture Clash Radio and me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music. And if you like what you heard, please spread the word. Hold tight for Tom Robinson, who's due in a few. In the meantime, between time, I'm going to leave you with Big Black Delta's Love You This Summer.
Thank you. This is Six Music.
Available at the Six Music website and every morning at 4 a.m. BBC Radio Six Music documentaries.
Telling the stories in music that matter.
This is going to be my Icelandic album, you know, if there ever was one.
In the early days, once we left Liverpool, we were living in each other's pockets, so we wrote constantly together.
From Jack White.
Perhaps you need the devil on your side to really make some of this stuff happen.
To Lee Scratch Perry.
Return of the good time, return of the past. This is Lee Scratch Perry, say hi. BBC Six Live and Direct.
Find out more at the Six Music website. Right now, it's the Introducing Mixtape.
Hello, I'm Tom Robinson and welcome to Six Music's weekly Introducing Mixtape. 60 minutes of top tunes from the BBC Introducing Uploader, handpicked by me for your listening enjoyment. You'll find a link to the full track lists and artist information at Fresh on the Net via bbc.co.uk/6musicintroducing.